Wheeler in the Morning, the podcast on 92 City FM. World class rock.
All right, welcome to the show. Another week. Couple weeks left here in October. That escalated quickly. Halloween's right around the corner.
And Christmas. Bring on Christmas.
Can you believe it's going
to be... Actually, when you go to the dollar store right now, there's the Christmas aisle is all set up.
Well, of course it is.
All the Christmas stuff is out. Yeah. It's crazy.
You know what? It's crazy to think it's going to be 2015 in just a few months.
Yeah. You know what? Look at it this way. We get like 3 weeks off at Christmas. We're like teachers at Christmas.
That's right.
That's why I look forward to it. I swear it has nothing to do with ho, ho, ho. It's my holiday.
Hey, we got a really busy week. It's officially Wheeler, Philly, and Rena's Boob Week. Starting off with Motorboat Monday today.
It's all about Boob Week.
Do women actually enjoy getting motorboated?
Not really.
I can't imagine it's that great.
No,
Philly, for the guy.
Philly, like, Philly, try it on me. I'll see if I like it or not.
Okay, come on over here. I'm on your shirt. Let's go.
Squeeze Boob that week. Cleave.
City FM, world class rock. 6:10, Monday. It's Boob Week. Boob Week. Today is Motorboat Monday. Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Rena.
14 is the high for today with a mix of sun and cloud. Actually, great weather all week. Can't complain. 6 degrees right now.
Just figured I should grab the price sheets for the day because there's, you know, we should know what's happening this morning. Well, there's an announcement coming up. I guess we would do this at 7 o'clock this morning. Probably
email came in saying after 7 o'clock, so we'll do that in about an hour
and beat the box office with said announcement as well.
Of course. But first, I figure we'll come out of the gates firing on all cylinders here. This is the latest from Wheeler, Philly, and Rena. And last year, remember we did 99 words for boobs. Remember that one?
Yes, that was how can you forget that one?
Mm-hmm. And we thought, wow, how can we top 99 words for boobs? Well, we did this.
They're good for squeezing. They're good for teasing. There's lots of reasons in every season. The Ayatollah, like rock and roll, the areola, like your Ebola. All shapes and sizes, good for disguises.
We like them small.
We like them big.
Boobs get women out of speeding tickets. In between is where we like to stick it. Get a friend to grab your boobs and check them.
Or just come on down here, we'd be happy to have a look.
Stephen Harper, he likes them larger. And Jacob Truba, he likes his boobs up. And that Cat Daddy, it ain't too shabby. It's still on YouTube, should've called it U-Boob. All shapes and sizes, good for disguises.
We like them small.
We like them big.
Boobs get women out of speeding tickets. In between is where we like to stick it. Get a friend to grab your boobs and check them.
Or just come down here, happy to have a look.
They're good for squeezing. They're good for teasing. There's lots of reasons in every season. The bombers like them. The O-line has them. Provincial premier. You kind of this one. So what we're saying, and we ain't playing. We like the presses, so get them checked.
All right, so yesterday in the National Football League, crazy day as it always is, any given Sunday, the cliche rings true.
Yes.
When you see St. Louis, the Rams, beat the wheels off the Super Bowl champs. And Phil, you and I were talking earlier about this amazing play. John Ryan, former Winnipeg Blue Bomber, punts the ball away for the Seattle Seahawks, and everyone starts chasing the ball down.
Like the Rams. The Rams start chasing the ball as if it's going...
Down to the right.
To the right side of the field.
And then so all the Seahawks players are you know, like circling in, trying to...
Because they're gunning for the ball. They're not looking back to see where it actually went.
Yeah, they're just looking like, everyone's running this way. They're looking like lemmings. Everyone's running towards this way.
Rena, listen, you have to... I know you shut us out on... You're not sportsy, but this is hilarious.
So
is
John Ryan punts the ball. Everyone's running to the right side of the field going, we're going to get the ball. Meanwhile, the ball is actually going left. Nobody had a chance to look up and see where the ball was going.
So they kicked it left, but acted like it was going right. And then the opposing team thought, oh, it must be going right. So they're all on the right side of the field. The guy fields it on the left.
It like literally runs it all the way back, uncontested for the touchdown. It was crazy. Crazy.
It was the best special teams play I've seen in years.
It was pretty
impressive. I don't know that I've ever seen anything even remotely like that attempted.
It was pretty cool.
Kudos to the St. Louis Rams because mine sports too. I mentioned this right off the top of the show. I'm so stupid. I got to save it for our trending segment. But hilarious last night. The Jets lose. They've lost four straight. Mm-hmm. 1-4 start to the season. Not looking good. And Connor McDavid starts trending on Twitter in Winnipeg. Connor McDavid, in case you don't know, this is the next Crosby. A lot of people are saying.
There's actually, I have it at home, a Sportsnet magazine that says, a picture of Connor McDavid saying, better than Crosby, question mark. So he's the next big thing.
He'll turn your franchise around. Yep. So when you, all the teams that are having rough starts to the season, they're like,
wait a second.
Maybe we should tank, or maybe it's not so bad that we're playing poorly because we could get the next big Crosby, Taves. Winnipeggers, clearly, you know, they're like, they're already thinking about that possibility.
Yesterday, Jay Leno was given America's Top Humor Prize. He's actually the next winner of the Mark Twain Award.
Really?
Yeah, I'm surprised it was Leno.
He's been around as long as, he's been around forever. So
Jimmy Fallon, Jerry Seinfeld, Wanda Sykes were among those who were there paying tribute to him at the Kennedy Center. Some previous winners, Will Ferrell, Bill Cosby, a lot of big winners. The event was recorded, and it gets broadcast nationally November 23rd is when you'll see it on TV.
If they're going to give it to Leno, they might as well give it to Polio next year. About the same funny, right?
All right, that's what's trending. 6:23 now. I love this. The cover of the Sun. This is the way the right-leaning newspaper thinks. Brian Bowman claims he's the only one who can prevent Judy from coming back. It's not a matter of who's going to win. We just need to prevent somebody from being
there.
Who wins, just not her.
Yeah. Well, it's getting ugly, man. Steve's just throwing bombs now. He's throwing bombs at Bowman because he's way behind him now saying, listen.
Yeah, it's getting crazy.
Bowman's worse than Judy, you guys. I saw that on... he said that somewhere, Steve's, and it made its way to Twitter or maybe it was from Steve's Twitter handle. I'm not sure. Anyway, but I found that interesting that he's painting Bowman as worse than Judy now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know what? In this Robert Falcon Ouellette,
he's an impressive dude.
He's a smart man.
Did some reading about him on the weekend. Five degrees.
Yeah. 5 degrees of separation. We're actually 5 degrees from college.
Shouldn't say I read it. I shouldn't. My brother was reading. He reads more than I do, and he was telling me about it. So
I was reading his Twitter earlier this week, and it talks about how, hey, just because I'm 37 years old doesn't mean, like, and he pointed all these people who were young politicians and leadership roles from in history and especially here in Canada. I thought that was really cool. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it really is.
He's 37?
37, yeah.
Gosh, he looks younger than that.
Listen, Falcon Ouellette, if you don't win this time, because a lot of times with these mayoral candidates, look at Judy, this is her second time running.
Yeah.
So if you don't win now, but that guy, I could see him, because especially with our high concentration, we have a high Aboriginal population here. Mm-hmm. I don't state the obvious. Mm-hmm. But, that guy's a great role model for young Aboriginals, and I could see him being mayor someday, and I think that'd be great.
Well, I'll be honest with you. And one thing that we've always kind of said in the Aboriginal community, just even in Canada, is that they've... I don't want to say been lacking, but that strong, outspoken voice, like a Jesse Jackson.
Yeah, yeah.
The way that Jesse Jackson kind of represents the black population down in the States. Mm-hmm. And I can see him in a role like that easily.
Certainly. I would call him an up-and-comer.
Big time.
And maybe, who knows, maybe this is a springboard. If he becomes mayor someday, maybe he springboards himself into provincial or federal politics. Mm-hmm. It's a rising star, yep.
Yeah, I thought he's really good. Speaking of which, we have Judy Wash a Lot of Dishes coming down here in about 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
3 hours.
9:30 she'll be here.
Yeah,
I'm supposed to be here.
I'm excited.
I'm excited for you.
You're excited because you get to sit here and watch.
I know. Yes.
Hey, in 10 minutes, Black Keys tickets. Did you mention that?
No, I didn't.
Black Keys tickets. They're going to be October 25th, MTS Center.
Mm-hmm.
And if you win the tickets, you're automatically in for a meet and greet. So that's pretty cool. Do that all week.
So Brian Bowman looks like... Now, we were talking about this earlier off the air, but Steve's at this point, because Rena, you were telling us about a poll that's come out where it basically shows that...
A couple of media outlets pay and they do these phone surveys. So there's like maybe 1,000 or 1,300 phone surveys that go out. So that's what this is based on. And basically right now, it's the top two candidates are neck and neck. Bowman 38%, Judy 36%. So Bowman's got a slight lead, but I mean, that could be give or take on these kind of polls, right? Steve's dropped huge, though he went down to 9%. And then Robert Falcon Ouellette jumped over him. He's now at 14% in third place. 29% of respondents were undecided. So that's still a big number of I don't knows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's 2 days away, and there's still a lot of people undecided.
Exactly.
I understand that. But with Steve's dropping so low, I know neither of them have said we're going to drop out, but you almost kind of have to.
Well, he must have been posed the question, because that's why he came out on the weekend and said, hey, Bowman and I aren't splitting the right-wing vote.
Mm.
Bowman is not right-wing. He's further left than Judy. That was his exact comment. So right. He's clearly being bugged about it, and he denies that they're going to split that vote.
And you know what the way it works a lot of times is, these candidates are more than willing to drop out of the race as long as they get themselves a job. Like it wouldn't surprise me within the next, 36 hours if Steve's went to Bowman saying, okay, listen,
yeah,
I'll drop out. Mm-hmm. But I want to be the head of some committee that's going to pay me, somewhere around six figures.
Yeah.
Create something.
Bowman, make it happen.
I don't know. I have a hard time believing Gord would work underneath Bowman, but
Not necessarily underneath.
Yeah,
but use it to position himself somehow.
Exactly. Like make up some committee that oversees downtown buildings that are higher than three stories.
Boom. Yeah, that's 9% of people. It's it's a pretty good chunk for Steve to go, hey, I'm actually going vote for Bowman now.
That would
be awesome
if you can get. Well, we see it happen in federal politics all the time, where one guy drops out saying, oh no, I like what he's saying and blah. Blah, 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 and I'm saying the right thing so I can keep getting paid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's a game. It's a job like any other one. So we'll see what happens. But Judy washed a lot of leaves or whatever it is coming down.
She's
here.
Washing leaves now.
Washing leaves.
A lot of wash time, Judy.
Coming down at 9:30.
So let's give away some tickets.
Yes.
The Black Keys, October 25th, MTS Center. If you win these tickets, you're also in for a meet and greet.
How many Black Keys are there? Rena knows the answer to this. How many Black Keys are there?
Mm-hmm. Pianist?
Do you mean in the band or on the piano?
How many Black Keys are there? Rena knows this.
Okay.
780 City, CITI, 2484.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
Let's say 24.
Mm-mm. Nope. That's how many beers are in a case.
Yep. Wonderful beers are in a case.
Hello.
22.
Not 22, no. Hello.
Two in the band, 36 on the piano.
That is correct.
That is correct. Yeah.
Yeah. I thought you were going to do some strange math there. For a total of 38. What's your name?
Bill.
All right, hang on the line. We'll grab some details from you. You officially have tickets. These aren't Beat the Box Office tickets, are they?
No, the show's
coming up. Yeah, the show's coming up right away.
There you go. All right, stay tuned because we'll have tickets to give away all week long. Last minute tickets to go see the Black Keys. 6:48 now, news, weather, sports coming up. Let's do this announcement, though, real quick. We've got, you go ahead, Rena. You got the information there.
WWE coming to Winnipeg to MTS Center.
Mm-hmm.
December 20th.
Wow.
Yeah, WWE Live. The tickets go on sale this Friday, 10 a.m. through Ticketmaster.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got Beat the Box Office tickets all week long to give away.
And WWE is always a big deal when it comes to town.
Sure.
Lots of wrestling fans here.
Yeah, lots of dads. Yeah. Lots of dads. Well, there's wrestling fans everywhere, but lots of dads take their kids. I think it's a good night out. Yeah.
I'm always curious to know, though. Like, is this a house show? Is it, I don't even know, is it Monday Night Raw?
Raw. I would entrust our promotions department because Raw's a huge deal. So if it was a Raw taping, they would let us know. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure this is just a house show.
Because, yeah, now back in the day, remember when it used to be like, when you get those house shows, it would be
Saturday night's main event?
Well,
I loved wrestling when I was growing up.
Well, sure, when it was on TV.
Little guy.
Mm-hmm. But, but when it was a house show, you'd always be like, well, we get Tomato Can 1 versus Tomato Can 2. You'd be lucky to get one or two stars that would stop in at the house show.
But Iron Mike Sharp versus Jake Milliman. But now you're right, it's big stars all over.
Sure. And it's almost like a rehearsal for these guys before they hit the screen.
I used to kind of like watching, like, Hogan beat up Jake Milliman. You know, like, it was, they always put that plug in there against one of the stars back, in the old days of wrestling.
I always love it because, these guys would reinvent themselves, like some of these tomato cans. They'd reinvent themselves. Like, if they'd try a different name every time, or they'd put on a different pair of underwear or something.
The Brooklyn Brawler.
Sure.
Six different names in your career.
Absolutely. Yeah. All right, 7:05. We'll beat the box office for WWE coming up in 15. 92 City FM, world class rock, blow it high dough. That's the Tragically Hip. 7:20. It's Wheeler, Philly, and Rena. The Tragically Hip coming to town Valentine's Day, which is super cool. MTS Center. They're going to redo the entire Fully Completely record live. And like a lot of other bands, I remember when Our Lady Peace came through and they did that. They did Spiritual Machines and Clumsy, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And then what they do is they would, set one would be one record, set two would be the next record, and then set three, the encore, would just be like a greatest hits package, which
right.
is super cool. So I'm assuming the Hip will do the same thing.
Did you hear the rumor? You were hanging around the same guy I was on the weekend, so you probably did, but that the Hip got paid $1 million for that performance to kick off the NHL season?
I did.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
$1 million.
What?
Now you know why they're skimming the top of our paychecks, Arena. Because Rodgers had to pay the hip $1 million.
Gord Downie was not good. I love the hip and I love Downie, but that was not vintage Gord Downie.
And not only that, but he stands up.
Ridiculous.
He gets paid.
I know it's the hip, but
gets paid $1 million. Okay, gets paid. Like, you know, so collectively, that's throughout the band and their management and whatnot. They'll split that. But here's the thing. So you're being paid by Rodgers to do a Toronto Maple Leafs game in Dundas Square, the heart of Leaf Nation. Okay.
Yeah.
And then he goes out there, he's like, I'm a huge Boston Bruin fan. It's like, dude, like I hate the Leafs too, and I thought it was like, ha ha, but you're getting paid $1 million.
Yeah, and put some effort. Put a little more effort into singing the songs.
Oh, you're going.
Yeah, he's very young.
How much would the hip get paid to do like their show when they come here? You know?
Oh, yeah. No idea.
There's no way it would be even close to that.
No, no. No, you're
not even close.
Right.
I don't think it's $1 million a show across the country, no.
I think the
I don't understand why they didn't, I don't know, for $1 million, I feel like you could get something bigger, maybe.
Well, they figured that was Canadiana, right? That was, they got hockey in all their songs. And
Kenny Shields is unavailable right now.
Right. So was, and Harlequin.
Where was Nickelback?
Yeah,
well. It was Kroogie doing.
Excellent point.
Very good point. 7:21 now, Wheeler in the morning. Philly and Rena, good morning.
It's going to be a great week weather-wise. 14 is the high for today. We're at 6 degrees right now.
All right, Philly, I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit here because we're going to give away WWE tickets to beat the box office. Oh. We just announced that it's coming here momentarily. I want you to do a quick little, was he a wrestler or not a wrestler? Because he threw out some old tomato can names.
Yeah.
There are a few, can you make a few up on the spot? Like best, we'll do a morning 2-4.
Okay.
If you can get 2 out of 4 correct.
Wrestler or not?
Yeah, wrestler or not.
Okay.
Think you can pull that off real quick?
I need 4 of them?
Yeah, you need 4 of them. Like, 2 of them can be real, 2 of them can be fake.
Okay, let me, here, you work the phones.
Well, those two guys that you mentioned earlier, like, I'll work phones, that's fine. But okay. the two tomato cans that
you have? I've got a couple in my head now.
And then I need some
yeah, okay.
Go old school, because Philly knows Maple Leaf Wrestling from way back in the day. 780 City, CITI 2484. What is your name?
Steph.
All right, Steph. Phil, go ahead.
Mike Sharp, wrestler or not?
Not.
He was a wrestler, Iron Mike Sharp. One of those infamous tomato cans.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, all right. 0-1.
Lou Diamond.
Not.
He was not Lou Diamond.
I'm sorry, Phillips.
Of course, an actor.
Yeah.
Fantastic actor, by the way.
You only need to get one more.
Okay, Steph.
Okay. Jake Milliman.
Not.
He was a wrestler, Jake the Milkman Milliman.
He was another tomato can.
That's a huge tip-off to being a bad wrestler when your nickname's the Milkman. Like, how is that tough? Look out for the Milkman. I bring a jug of milk in the ring.
I'm going to sleep with your wife. What up?
All right, you got to get this one right, Steph.
All right.
Okay. I think this one's easy. Ricky Steamboat.
Wrestler.
Yeah.
That is correct. Ricky the Dragon. Was it Ricky the Dragon Steamboat or Ricky the Steamboat Dragon?
Ricky the Dragon Steamboat.
Because I had a shirt. I think it was like one of those rip-off ones because it was Ricky the Dragon Steamboat.
Okay. Might have been a rip-off.
Yeah,
Ricky probably. The Dragon. And Macho Man.
It had a picture of Bob Barker on it. So.
Macho right. Man messed up Steamboat one night, man, on Saturday night's main event. He elbowed him into the steel barrier outside the ring, and Steamboat couldn't talk.
I remember when Steamboat used to blow fire. Remember that? He'd show up in the ring and he'd blow fire.
Was that Ricky? I guess it was.
Cool. 92 City FM, world-class rock, 7:36, Monday morning. My name is Dave Wheeler, Phil Aubrey, Rena J, collectively here, collectively known as the No Pants Party, as we are 2 days away from hitting the polls. And we implore you to go out and vote in this year's election, regardless of, if you're in Winnipeg or one of the bedroom communities around. There's elections going on all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
So I was driving up to Selkirk yesterday.
Selkirk, so I was hanging out with the mayor of Selkirk on Saturday. Wow. We were chumming.
No big deal.
Chest bumping, having a few hot dogs.
And then we went to 529 together.
Yeah. Amazing. Larry Johansson. Wicked dude.
Speaking of Selkirk, we're going to do the weather real quick, because I know it's going to be a great week.
Yeah, 14's the high for today, 15 tomorrow, getting up to 19 for Wednesday, so...
Okay, and in 10 minutes, Rena's got the scoop news from the box office over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
The Bone Phone at 8:05, just to give you an idea what's on the Bone Phone today. Here's the headlines. Love Grohl, F Rapid Transit, Drive Faster in the Fast Lane, Price of Sportsnet, and Weed Cures All. It's just
That's like a, what would you call that?
A potpourri of calls.
There it is.
Mm.
Took the words right out of my mouth. I didn't want to say potpourri either. yesterday, we were on our way to Selkirk. Well, yesterday, I was in Selkirk, and Saturday, you were in Selkirk,
Phil, right,
for Rogers' hometown
hockey. It was fun.
Which, I'll be honest with you, Arena, at first, I kind of thought, what are they doing?
What date? You went Sunday?
I was there yesterday, yeah.
Oh.
I was there Sunday. Phil was there Saturday. And at first, I kind of thought, oh man, okay, we're gonna go do some MC work. It's gonna be some bands playing. It's gonna be a stage. And, you
we've
know,
done this a million play. Times in our careers. It's easy to get jaded when you do this a long time, right?
Yeah. It was awesome.
Yeah,
it was awesome. I brought my boy. Mm-hmm. My wife came, and my son got to he got to play hockey. He got to meet Jamie McCown. It's amazing. I was talking to Jamie McCown, former Calgary Flame. He's the guy that that cross-checked Dale Hawerchuk and put him out, and then
Jets fans hate him forever. He was. Everybody, if you were out there, you probably ran into McCown, but
sure.
You probably have the same story. He still gets heckled about the Hawerchuk thing.
Still, he's like, it was like 30 years ago. Yeah. People need to let it go.
No, yeah. I think it's great. And he was laughing. He's like, that's passionate hockey market for you. Yeah. That's Canada.
Winnipeggers don't forget. So Jamie McCown was there. They had a Sportsnet had this really cool.
Did you get to meet Ron?
No, I didn't stay late enough to see Ron because
Ron's in and out for that. He blasts.
They keep him in a bubble because he's got to travel to the next town and he's got to still do hockey night.
I watched the little bit that they did where they had kids on around with Ron, and then they did like the whole thing about Selkirk and stuff. It was very funny to watch Ron try and interview these kids that were so nervous. Yeah, he was like, he'd ask the question and they wouldn't answer, so he would answer for them. Well, your favorite hockey player, your favorite Jet is this. It was just really
who
funny.
Am I to tell Ron McLean and the big Sportsnet what to do, but interviewing kids is typically pretty difficult.
Worst, yeah.
Well, funny, you brought up a good point, Phil. I mean, the weather wasn't exactly awesome on Saturday for you. Yeah, it was super cloudy, so the attendance wasn't amazing. It was a little better yesterday from what people were telling me, some of the organizers, a little better yesterday, but still, I mean, they had like sandwich boards set up in front of these hockey experiences saying, you know, you have to wait this long. You're like expecting it to be like Disneyland, which it should have been. Mm-hmm. But you brought up an interesting point, Phil. The smaller the town, the better these things go off.
Oh, for sure. I think Selkirk, unfortunately, is a little too close to Winnipeg.
It's a suburb.
We got you go into the smaller markets, it's going to be massive. Like when they go to Thompson, even when they go to Brandon.
If you went to Portage del Prairie,
that's right.
Dauphin, places. It's going to my hometown of Fort McMurray in like 3 weeks. Saskatoon next week. I
think it'll do okay in Saskatoon because that whole province, like they don't have an NHL.
That's true.
So I think a lot of people would go up.
They rally around stuff like this in Saskatchewan.
Yeah. They got nothing else to do.
You put a couple of riders there signing autographs, there'll be half a million people there.
Show up every time.
Hayride, woo.
God, I hate
740.
And action. The Scoop with Rena J. Brought to you by Enns Brothers. Trade in and trade up. That's right. They accept trades. Straight up and on consignment. Details at EnnsBrothers.com. The fun starts here.
Rena, have you got anything on the box office in the Scoop?
Yeah, right now, Brad Pitt's Second World War tank drama got first in the box office this weekend. Fury got $23.5 million. Ben Affleck's Gone Girl dropped to second place, but it has crossed the $100 million mark. And then the animated feature, The Book of Life, opened in third.
Absolute true story. My dad calls me yesterday and says, did you go see that movie with Brad Pitt? I said, Fury? No, not yet. I said, I'd like to, though. He goes, it'll be number one in the box office, and they'll have a lot to be thankful for. Honest to God, that was a dad joke that came from my father's mouth.
Apple that fell that didn't fall very far from the tree? Meet Wheeler.
Jay Leno was given America's Top Humor Award. He won the Mark Twain Prize. Previous winners were Will Ferrell, Bill Cosby, Carol Burnett. Jimmy Fallon was there. Jerry Seinfeld, Wanda Sykes. They all go up and do a little bit and talk. I actually think at the very end, maybe they do like a thank you speech, but they don't really do a stand-up bit. I remember I watched Will Ferrell's and I was like, oh, he didn't do any stand-up.
No, it's the opposite of a roast. They go up there and talk about personal stories and how great these human beings are and stuff. And I really thought they should get Conan O'Brien to get up there and talk about Jay Leno.
Oh, that'd be good.
Yeah, right. The event was recorded. It'll be broadcast nationally on November 23rd. So Stephen Collins, he's the Seventh Heaven dad guy, the actor who got in trouble because his wife recorded him admitting that he was molesting kids and stuff like years
on
and years
set.
Ago. Yeah, well, this is going to piss you off. He is not going to be prosecuted for any of that stuff, for either molesting or exposing himself to the three victims. Because, first of all, no one has stepped forward. Because he self-admitted that it happened. And it was a secret recording that during a counseling session that she leaked to the press and to the police and everything. So no victims have stepped forward to say, yes, this has happened or it's true. And cops say that the case happened. It was so many years ago. It was like the first thing happened in like the 80s. So they're saying
But if
there's nothing they can do about it,
it doesn't matter. But I understand that's the story. But the years ago thing wouldn't matter if the victims would come forward. It doesn't matter if it was 50 years ago. If you come forward and tell the cops you were molested, they'll bust the guy.
But hang on. It says all three cases are decades old and prosecution would be barred by the statute of limitations. There's tons of
That's the way it is in the States.
So, I don't understand this. So if someone came forward and said, "Hey, I'm the one that murdered Jimmy Hoffa."
Yeah.
I'm the one that murdered Jimmy Hoffa. They'd go, it's too long ago, and no one's coming forward. Jimmy's not coming forward, so now we can't prosecute you.
I've never heard of that in my life.
It's ridiculous.
Most of the pedophiles you read in the papers getting busted, like when they're family members, they're from 30 years ago.
The first case involved happened in the 70s. He admitted that when it happened. Yeah. So they're saying it's decades old. No one stepped forward. They don't know who this was. Mm-hmm. Like, there's nothing they can do about it. Their hands are kind of tied right now.
Karma comes back and bites this asshole.
Yeah. Charlie Sheen has broke off his engagement with the porn star. He says he's got more important things to worry about right now, like focusing on his five kids and keeping peace with all of his exes.
Mm-hmm.
So he has split up with his porn star girlfriend.
Shucks.
And yeah. And Ridley Scott has signed on to work on a new Fox TV series about the Ebola outbreak. Too soon? A lot of people are saying, a TV show about the Ebola outbreak coming to America.
Ebola's been around for forever.
With outbreak. They've got a bunch of movies.
Dustin Hoffman.
Yeah.
So did we not just watch the trailer from Spawn from 1997 this morning where the guy goes, "This is going to make Ebola look like a skin rash."
That's right.
They've been doing Ebola movies forever.
Contagion? Wasn't that an Ebola movie?
No, not sure if it was an Ebola one, but it was something that was airborne.
Something that could end the world.
Yeah.
And finally, James Franco took down a photographer while leaving a Lana Del Rey concert Friday night in Hollywood. And he was actually joking. Based on what the pictures are, it looks like he was maybe had a few drinks and was like pretending to karate fight this photographer that wouldn't get out of his face. And he's joking around. He's rolling around on the ground like an idiot. The photographer went and pressed charges. He told the LAPD that his back hurts and that his camera was wrecked and stuff. And James Franco was like, "I was pretending to fight you. Like, it's a joke."
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but did he actually fight him?
No, like from the pictures, it looks like James Franco was rolling around in the grass like an idiot. That's all it looked like. He's saying, "I was joking around, man." And of course, the photographer's trying to get money out of him. So
paparazzi.
That's the scoop.
92 City FM, world class rock. 8:05 Monday, Wheeler in the morning, Philly and Rena. Good morning.
It's going to be nice today and all week. Wednesday, high of 19. Tomorrow, high of 15. Today, high of 14 with sunshine. We're at 5 degrees.
Just a reminder, it kind of gets lost in the shuffle with all the awesomeness this morning, but...
Toys for Boys!
Bang! 8:30.
See? Same wavelength.
Working together a long time in this room, right? Over 5 years, we had our anniversary not that long ago.
Watch this. I can do it with Rena. Ready? Rena?
Yeah, shoot.
Okay, you ready?
Yep.
You know, you got to look me in the eyes here so we're on the same wavelength. Might all! No?
No.
Damn it. I totally thought that's what you were thinking.
Idiot.
Here, look at me. Let me try this now. Sexy. Phil and Wheeler are sexy. That's what you're thinking?
No.
What a couple
of hotties.
Could
you make logical guesses at least? God.
Let's do this instead.
Now the Bone Phone. Brought to you by Advance Electronics with not a cent to pay for 1 year OAC. No interest, no admin fees, no prepaid taxes. During the Advance Great Fall Sale. On now.
We'll start with a... call about, I mean, we had a couple, or not a couple, but one guy in particular call last week, and he was mad about the Sportsnet, I guess on MTS cable package, it's not basic cable, Sportsnet channels.
Yeah.
He's mad about the price and having to pay a little bit.
Yeah, morning, guys. Just a quick thing on you guys talking about the price of Shaw and MTS. You got to pay on both cable companies for the extra Rogers. But if you think about this, $6, $10 a month, that doesn't even barely get you a jumbo jet dog with pierogies because there's really no other way to have it. So, food for thought, that's cheaper than two tickets to a Jets game. And for another two tickets to a Jets game, you could get center ice and watch every game you want.
And the Jets are, I mean, that's the Jets are free this year.
Yeah, and for TSN,
that's right. And so you got to get, I mean, on Shaw, I'm sure Channel 47 non-HD is a part of the basic, but I don't know.
I'm pretty sure it is. I'm pretty sure it is because, like, in my office at home, like, I just have, like, an old, like, tube TV that's, you know, I basically plug in the coax in the back, and there's no box or anything set up. I got to click it, you know, old school.
Right, and 47's there.
47, like anything between, like, 14 and 40, I have nothing, but I get 46, 47, 48, I think. You know, 49, something like that.
We have lots of guys
work for Shaw who listen to this show. Yeah, Someone will send us an email and clarify that for us.
I'm sure a quick Google search will take care of that.
Why do that when someone can let us know? Mm-hmm. Save us the work. Okay, I like this kind of call. The election's this week, and you know, people, maybe they don't realize who they should vote for when they have a view like this.
Yeah, this message is for the city of Winnipeg. You want to spend more money on rapid transit? How about fixing roads? Shit.
Okay, so he's getting killed in the latest poll, but Gord Steeves has said he's going to scrap it.
That's his whole campaign.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's his big push, is he wants to scrap the rest of rapid transit and put all that money back into the roads.
He's kind of made it a referendum on that, mm-hmm. You know. Wheeler, I'm surprised you haven't talked about this yet this morning. HBO, the big Dave Grohl show.
Going to save it for a little later, but okay. Yeah, go ahead.
Just finished watching HBO's and Foo Fighters' Sonic Highways, and I have to say, it's pretty decent. After watching Foo Fighters on Letterman for the whole week, I was pretty excited and pumped watching it, and I PVR'd it for Sunday night, and I have to say, like I said before, it's pretty decent. Foo Fighters, David Grohl. If I was a girl, you'd definitely be on my pick from my bucket list.
Why wait till you're a girl? Just do it now. Just throw it on there.
As men, we're allowed to have guys we'd switch teams for. Women.
Okay.
Women do it.
Sure. All good.
Right. That's not gay at all.
Don't look at me different just because I have a few men on my list.
No,
hey,
not
chicks
at all.
Are for queers, okay?
Okay. Some phone calls are funnier just because of the British accent. There's something about, well, at least I think this is a British accent.
Hi, this message is for the douchebag.
Oh, wait, that's the wrong call. That guy's not British at all.
Dude, that's the worst accent ever.
I'm pretty sure this is the guy.
Throw you nubbed.
Yeah, this is okay, the right. Funny because of him.
Throw you nubbed to drive on Lasmodier is 80, not f***ing 70, not f***ing 60, certainly not f***ing 30. It's not a school zone. Drive the speed limit.
I feel his frustration.
If you look in your mirror and you see someone riding your ass, maybe look at your gauge a little, have an idea.
You know what, though?
Bishop and Lash are brutal.
He's from England.
It's a nightmare.
Do they go in kilometers, miles, or do they count it in stones? How fast are you going? 8 stones, love. Eight stones.
I think they need to increase the size of the speed limit signs on Bishop and Lash, because a lot of people have no idea what the speed limit is. Okay, we'll wrap up with this. We had a conversation last week about the possibility of marijuana helping out with the whole Ebola crisis.
Mm-hmm. All right, you guys are talking about the Ebola there, guys saying that marijuana there, the cannabis can probably cure it. Well, I agree with them. You know, I smoke this stuff every freaking day for the last 15 years. I don't get colds. I don't get flus. Very, very rare do I ever get sick. Now, if I drink booze, but gee whiz, the next day I can't even walk around. I'm so hungover and dysfunctional.
Now, just in the interest of not spreading misinformation, if you smoke weed, it's not going to protect you. It's not a vaccine for Ebola, as that guy called it.
Are you getting the flu shot? No, I smoke weed.
I won't catch it.
Actually, there's this funny rumor circulating or going around. I was going to save it for stories we missed, but we're scrapping that today, that if you drink bleach, it's supposed to prevent you from getting Ebola.
Oh, my God. Don't do that.
That is right. Not true. It's like this scam going around on Facebook. You know, I saw a link for it.
You know who did that?
Nuts.
And this sticks out in my memory so vividly. There was a made-for-TV movie about Nadia, that the gymnast from Russia who scored the first ever perfect...
No.
Yes, the first ever perfect 10 in gymnastics. But there's she was a huge diva. And she was in the laundry room doing laundry, and her two security guards were outside, and she grabbed the wrong coffee mug and drank bleach. It is horrible.
Yeah.
It destroys your insides. It will burn your esophagus. Do not drink bleach.
No, not.
Why do we even need to say that out loud?
It's just for socks.
I couldn't believe it when I read that story. I'm like, oh my God. Jeez. This is obviously a hoax, but.
Keeps your towels white too. It's nice. But don't drink it.
Don't.
Yeah.
Is that it?
That's
92 City FM, world class rock, 8:45. It's Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Rena. Speaking of which, Rena, you were just talking off the air about tickets that you had gotten not too long ago. A buddy of mine got 2 tickets in a construction zone, and he was livid because they were like super expensive, like $600 bucks each, eh? And he's like, there's no way. There's no way. And I'm like, well, are you one of those guys that'd be like, there was no one in the construction zone? Because they're still getting alienated. He's like, no. He goes, I was not speeding in the construction zone. So he literally inspected the ticket up and down, jumped on Google Maps, did everything. Then he went, oh, On Route 90, they had it set up at Lawson. That's where it ended. The construction ended. So as he was accelerating out of it, the photo radar was still nabbing him. Like, even though he was out of it because he was accelerating, he was still within range.
Did he fight it?
He's going to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got one.
When I was down at traffic.
Snap. You got one?
Well, I just, you're going through one of those intersections and it's at night. You can tell when you get snapped.
Yeah, you see the flash.
Big flash. Yeah. It was, I think.
And you look around in a panic. Please don't want to be me.
I think it was Regent and Bond. I was like going like 61 or 62. Yeah. So
see, there's a spot.
Where it slows down from 60 to 50 in that zone.
Yeah. There's a spot on my drive to work where I get flashed every morning, but I drive through the north end. So it's usually a different girl every morning. And she's usually drunk and doesn't know where she's going. So
she's not flashing. She's just coming home from a party.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Just, it's not really a flash. One boob is just kind of hanging out unknowingly. Yeah. 8:47, Wheeler in the morning, Philly and Rita.
14's the high for today. We're at 5 right now.
Coming up at 9:15, Philly versus a Hooters girl. Mm-hmm. Then at 9:30, Judy Washalee-Shalee's mayoral candidate will join us.
To City FM NHL report brought to you by murraychevrolet.ca.
All right, so you got to tell the story again. We had it in What's Trending this morning at 20 after 6, but you got to mention it again.
Awesome. So the Jets, not awesome that the Jets lose last night to Calgary, a game that they expect to win at MTS Center without question. So it's very disappointing. They lose 4-1, and I was off Twitter for a while because I was doing whatever, getting my kids to bed, watching the 49er game, and I open Twitter, and the first thing I see, trending. Winnipeg, trending in Winnipeg, Connor McDavid. So in other words, Jets fans were so mad last night that they started hopping on Twitter and saying, just pooch the season. Let's get the NHL's next franchise player, the next Sid Crosby. We might as well because we're not going anywhere. That, I felt, was the attitude of Jets fans last night.
Speaking of a high draft pick, Jonathan Drouin, who was he's been hurt for a little while. He's expected to make his debut tonight for the Tampa Bay Lightning against the Edmonton Oilers. That game will be on Sportsnet tonight, so check that one out. This kid is supposed to be unbelievable.
The strong get stronger because the Lightning have looked very good. I've watched them a couple of times, and they look, Stamkos is out of his head right now, and then they get Drouin back.
Hedman, Callahan, great little lineup down
good
there
team.
In Tampa Bay. Absolutely.
Ben Bishop in net.
And you can get tickets for like $10 to sit like on the bench with the guys.
For $80, you sit on the bench, you get 8 hot dogs, 8 tickets, 8 beers.
Absolutely incredible. All right, 8:48 now. And by the way, kudos to everybody that took part in the hometown hockey event yesterday up in Selkirk, Manitoba. 92 City
FM Saturday and Sunday.
We were there all weekend. H, the legend, was there all weekend, rubbing shoulders, taking pictures. It's a great weekend. We should have some pictures up at 92cityfm.ca or just check out our Instagram account. 8:48 now.
For boys, for
The Temptations.
All right, so is this the last week? I'm pretty sure it is. I think this is it. I don't think we go all the way till Halloween. I think this is the last week to get in for Toys for Boys.
That'll have to be double checked with promotions, but we're getting down. Either way, we're getting down to the nitty gritty. We're getting close to the finish line here. 780 City, 780, 2484. Toys for Boys for the Temptation. Over $60,000 in prizes up for grabs. Go to 92cityfm.ca to have a look at everything. Let's get here.
Been through 86 calls. That makes you caller 87.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. 88.
Ooh.
89. 90. 91.
Ooh.
Is this the last week, Rena? You're still looking, right?
Yep, yep.
Who's this on the phone?
This is Jared.
Jared, how are you?
Good, how about yourself?
Well, good. Thanks for asking. You're caller 92.
Sweet.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm sure you've heard the spiel a few times. $40,000 in prizes. Big party down at Enns Brothers in a couple of weeks. And we are going to award you. If you jump into the grand prize draw, you have a chance of winning that $40,000 prize package. Or you can reach into the toy box and find out what goodies we have for you today. What do you want to do?
Definitely going for the grand prize.
All right.
And is this is the last week.
Nailed it. Told ya.
The 24th is the last day this Friday coming up.
Love being right. That was a stone cold lock right there.
Boom. Should have bet on that one.
You should have. You're full of stone cold locks.
All right. Since you grabbed the $40,000 grand prize entry, we got to find out what's inside the toy box.
An authentic piece of wire from the 92 City FM engineering department.
You know what? You would not believe what we had to go through to get it out of engineering. Mm. Bazoo, our engineer, he's like a hawk.
Yep, you can't get stuff out of there. This wire was once stuck in Brother Jake's goatee. That's how long it's been around.
Run over there with wire cutters.
All right, hang on the line. We'll grab some details from you. Next chance coming up this afternoon. 92 City FM, world-class rock, 920. It's a Monday. My name's Dave Wheeler, Phil Aubrey, Rena J, all here. Wheeler in the morning, Philly, and Rena 10 minutes away from Wheeler versus Judy. You can tweet your questions and hashtag Wheeler versus Judy, and then we'll get Judy Washalee-Shalise to answer your questions.
She's in the green room. She's standing by.
She's here. Yeah. We're making her wait.
Right. Have some wings, Judy. They're delicious.
14 is a high for today. We're at 5 right now.
And she can have some wings because the vivacious Jackie in studio for Philly versus a Hooters girl.
Welcome to Boob Week, by the way.
Yeah.
What?
Welcome to Boob Week.
Did you know that today is National Thick Thigh Day?
Come on.
Well, you didn't, but I'm happy I know that now, Jackie. You know,
it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, so we celebrate this week. We wrote a song and everything.
You know what goes well? You know what goes well with thick thick thighs? A nice set of boobs.
Yeah.
It's true. Okay.
Jackie.
So all
Jackie.
The trivia today is boob related.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Boob trivia.
Right.
So you have a little bit of an advantage over Philly, I would say.
No, I'm an expert.
All right, let's get someone on the line here first because we're going to give away a gift certificate to Hooters. What is your name?
Lorraine.
Lorraine. Okay, Lorraine, are you going to go with Philly or are you going to go with Jackie, the Hooters girl? Who's going to win the best of three?
Jackie.
Oh, okay, Lorraine. Yeah, Jackie. Of course you go with the girl.
Of course.
All right.
My question's for Phil?
You start.
Okay. Yeah. This one's true or false. Swedish women have the biggest boobs in the world, with more than half of them wearing D cup or above. True or false?
I'm going to go with false.
That is correct. Yeah. British women actually have the biggest breast size in the world.
British women.
I hear the chicks in Sweden are super hot.
Oh, that's why I thought you'd
Navy
fall
women.
Yeah. For it.
All right, Jackie, if we were studying anatomy, what would we call the smaller, circular, off-colored area of the breast?
The areola?
That is correct.
That is correct.
Good job.
Great band, too. You ever heard areola?
Areola. The Ayatollah likes rock and roll. And the areola cures Ebola.
Okay, Philly, who made the world's most expensive bra that was worth $15 million?
Who made it? Mm-hmm. Wonder made Bra. It?
Victoria's Secret. Giselle Bundchen was the one who got to wear the most expensive bra covered in diamonds.
All right.
Okay, Jackie, name at least two famous women who have had mastectomies.
I know one.
Yeah, I know one, too. There's one really...
Yeah, there's one...
I think I can name two. Can I steal?
No. Nope. Can you give me one?
We can't accept that.
Veronica Corningstone there.
That's right, Christina Applegate. Angelina Jolie. Yeah. Wanda Sykes. Sharon Osbourne. Kathy Bates. Olivia Newton-John. And Juliana Rancic from E! She's on the E! Network, Rena.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yep.
Oh.
Yep.
My wife watches her. Loves her. Mm. Okay, your turn, Rena.
I can lock it
up
with one. No, did you get an answer yet? Yes, you did. We're 1-1. Okay.
This woman famously killed herself by clasping a poisonous snake to her breast so the venom would kill her. Who was it?
Cleopatra?
That is correct.
Good for you for watching that shitty movie. Okay, now this is the final one here, the final question. You have to get this right in order to tie. Okay.
No, hang on.
Now, you ready? I've got my video camera going because here's the question. Demonstrate the proper way to motorboat on Rena. Go.
Oh, my God, no.
Here we go.
No.
Do it quick. Mom, don't watch this.
You forgot to make the noise. You got to make the noise.
Okay, now, Cat Daddy.
That is correct. That is correct. Well done. All right, so it's 2-2.
She wins by default for that. Come on.
All right, very good.
You win forever.
You know what? I'm not going to lie to you. As soon as I post this on YouTube, everybody wins.
Hey, Judy's out there listing. We got more voting.
You're like done.
I know. It's like I'm going to cancel.
Tragically Hip coming to town. Valentine's Day. Get your tickets. MTS Centers, where they're performing. You can listen and win your tickets. You can buy them right now through Ticketmaster, of course. 9:32, my name's Dave Wheeler, Phil Aubrey, Rena J. all here. It's Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Rena.
14 is the high for today. We're at 6 degrees right now.
And we've got 30 minutes left in the show, so stick around. Of course, the ADD version before 10 o'clock this morning. A very special guest in studio.
Never thought this would happen. Judy Washalee-Shalise in studio here at 166 Osborne.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
Thank you for coming.
First off, you have to tell the story because people are tweeting in their questions. They're hashtagging it Wheeler versus Judy, and someone tweeted the question, why do you sit on people's jackets?
That's a good question. Well, as you know, I'm under 5 feet, so often I get to a debate, and if you're sitting on a desk, the chairs are too low and they can't see me, so I borrow people's jackets to get myself up so people can have a good glimpse of me. Or if we're standing up, I get a podium or an extra little bench to stand
on. Right there. See, that makes you feel like a woman of the people right there. Absolutely. Where you're sitting on the voters' jackets, you know?
I feel like I relate to you a little more because we're like the same height almost.
In the long line of the like Mussolinis and Napoleons, you need something to stand on. But you know what? Actually, we found this out today. This doesn't happen very often. Big day for Raina. Raina, we found someone that you're taller than.
So yes.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That happens 5'2". Once a year.
5'2".
Well, I'm 4'11 and 15 16ths.
Okay, Frodo. I lay that one on you. There you go,
Judy. Let's get to some business here real quick because this is kind of turning into a two-horse race. Yep. I mean, when all the names were first in, I'll be honest with you, I wasn't expecting these two horses to be going towards the finish line. Did you see this coming?
Yeah, first of all, I always thought this was a very competitive race. I always campaign as if I'm two votes behind. So, and I knew Brian was probably, a strong competitor. And now I think it's clear where things have evolved. We were down to the wire, and I got to work like crazy to bring this one home.
Well, were you surprised by the latest poll that showed him right with you? Because you've been leading quite a bit. I mean, you had a huge lead at one point.
Yeah, a little surprised. I mean, I was the last poll had me about, 18 to 20 points ahead.
Yeah.
And I think what's
down
happening
the stretch, they come. Here comes Bowman!
There's been a real concerted effort to consolidate the votes around one right-wing candidate. Mm-hmm. And so it's been, the whole campaign has really been interesting to watch this battle between Brian and Gord.
Yeah.
And perhaps we're now seeing some shifting going on.
All right.
Well, there's been punches going back and forth from all candidates.
Yes.
And there was one in particular that when you kind of went after Brian a little bit about the whole severance packages
for counselors
going out, and you kind of, he said, hey, I'm going to start looking inside. I'm going to start stripping money away. And you kind of went, whoa, hey, let's not do that. But which I found strange because on the other end, all you talk about is increasing tax. So you're like, to me, on the surface, it looks like you're not willing to look internally, but you're more than willing to put your hand out to ask for more money.
Well, I am willing to look internally, but Brian's irresponsible on this file because, in fact, City Hall hired an independent person to look at pay and benefits for city councilors. And so there were some trade-offs. They agreed to give up their tax-free salaries in order to get some sort of a benefit when they leave politics. They can't collect EI. I think we have to respect the results of that whole effort and not make judgment without knowing what we're talking about. And I think we also have to, acknowledge the fact that we want people to be, we want people to enter politics. This is supposed to be a noble profession. We want good people in politics. So you got to make sure that there's some sort of job security. So I think, and the other thing I should tell you, I said that I would not collect severance after I serve as mayor and leave politics. Mm-hmm. Yet Brian has consistently and persistently tried to suggest that I would. And that to me is hitting below the belt.
Okay, in studio, Judy Washalee-Shalise, a mayoral candidate. Judy, some call you Greg Selinger Jr. I'm not saying it's fair. What do you say to those who suggest that and say that you're not going to stand up to the province? Because we had Brian in, and he suggested, I'm willing to stand up to the province on certain issues, make sure we get our cut of the pie on things like a PST and stuff like that. So how do you respond to that sort of accusation?
Well, I'm not going to hide my political spots. I mean, I've been a New Democrat. I'm not going to pretend it doesn't exist. Brian has, has lots of connections with the Conservative Party.
Yeah.
He has an endorsement from Gary Filmon. He just met with Peter McKay.
Mm-hmm.
So we all bring to this job some political involvement. But that has nothing to do with how we're going to actually govern as a mayor. My history in politics has been standing up and fighting for what's right.
Mm-hmm.
And whether it's Greg Selinger or Brian Palliser or anyone, I will stand up for Winnipeg's fair share.
But Judy, you have your master's degree in political science, so
right?
you know better than anyone, when you line up two, I don't care if it's NDP, Liberal, Progressive, Conservative, if you line up your municipal government with your provincial government, with your federal government, all the same party, that's a recipe for disaster. I mean, that's literally awful news. Wouldn't you agree? I mean, you've studied this.
Well, let's look at the past term at City Hall. Sam Cates, pretty well known as a conservative. didn't get much benefit from the provincial or federal governments. Instead, he chose to battle them and fight with them and blame them. And I think that's the recipe for disaster. What you need is a mayor who is going to stand up for the city, but also knows how to negotiate and work with other levels of government. Because what we're facing is the need for a huge shift in the power relationships in terms of jurisdictions. The city needs a better deal from our federal and provincial partners. And the way you get to that is not by fighting them and blaming them, but in fact working with them. And I think that's where I've got the strength and the abilities and the experience.
But at the same time, you've been part of the opposition party in numerous jobs that you've had politically. And for you to, I mean, first of all, it is fact. I've studied political science as well. Right. Lining up that many parties together is never really good news because now you're looking at a monopoly. If you studied the same class as I did, now you're looking at a monopoly. There's no other way to say it.
Well, first of all, you've got a federal conservative government. You've got an NDP government who's facing an election in the next year. And then you've got me as a city mayor who represents, in the past, I was an NDP member, but has come to this campaign with people from all political parties and with support from business and labor and nonprofit organizations.
Well, so I mean, we know the labor's in there because of your NDP. I mean, you've been NDP right from the get-go.
Yeah, I'm surprised at the amount of business support I've got. If you looked at my donor list, I have got big donations from big business and small business.
Because you have been labeled anti-business, right? Is that would you say that's accurate? That some
Brian Bowman has gone around suggesting that I'm an enemy of business, which again is personal attacks and innuendo. That it's not. There's no place for that in politics. I think it is
politics, isn't it?
I want to debate the issues.
Yeah.
And so, you know, Brian's a little upset that I put out a leaflet suggesting that he stand up and defend his policy on rapid transit, implementing the whole thing by 2030. How is he going to cost it? He's talking about a provincial sales tax. Does he really believe that is that was taking the city? If so, I've got big concerns. I'm dead opposed and have different positions on those issues. And it's time for us to, and this is why these next two days are so important. People have to look at the positions of each candidate and compare and contrast and see who has the practical plan to actually shore up the foundations of Winnipeg. We got the worst infrastructure mess of any major city of our size in this country. We've got a disaster at City Hall in terms of how we do business.
And you know, I think
a lot of backroom deals, and we got to fix those two things in order to go forward.
Judy, you're saying things that every candidate is going to say. We got to clean up City Hall. We got to fix our streets. These are not uncommon things to say.
No. But it's I've made this the centerpiece of my campaign from day one. I said that
as a citizen.
Well, but yeah, I know, and that's I listen to citizens, and that's why my campaign has about been making Winnipeg a city that works. So my whole campaign has been about fix the city and fix City Hall. So I put forward a practical plan on how we're going to take a big bite out of our infrastructure deficit, and I put a very positive and progressive plan on how we're going to actually change the culture of secrecy at City Hall. Those two issues we can tackle immediately, and we have to. And I don't think there's anyone else in this election for mayor who has put forward a concrete plan of action that is realistic, costed, and well-researched.
I'll be honest with you, Judy. One thing that scares me, and it really does, because it happened 4 years ago, when you and Sam were going head to head.
Yeah.
And I understand you were the minister of a status of women. You've done a lot of things. You've been a part of a lot of cabinets. I get all that. But one thing that scared me is when you're going head to head with Sam, and this makes sense why I'm bringing this up from 4 years ago.
Sure.
But 4 years ago, you and Sam were going toe to toe, and the great things were said on both sides. And then I found you turned it into a gender race. You turned it into a he versus she. I don't know if that came from the status of women being a minister there.
No, but
hang on. Then this year in this election, you accused to some of the other candidates during the debate of being picked on. And I really don't understand that, because, I mean, as somebody who's going to be potentially in a position of power for this city and, representing us worldwide, you're going to get picked on. You're going to get picked on by citizens. You're going to get picked on by other candidates. You're going to get picked on by other politicians. You're going to get picked on by the federal government when you're trying to get the gas tax for the money for our infrastructure.
Sure, but
using the word getting picked on, I found it.
I don't know where those words came from. I have never said I've been picked on. I said Brian Bowman feels like he's getting picked on and he needs to stand up and debate the issues. This isn't about some sort of amateur hour. This this is about being ready to stand up and defend your principles and your policies. And with respect to your question about gender, that's totally misrepresenting what happened. First of all, I've been a minister of culture, heritage, recreation, lotteries, status, women, and multiculturalism. A lot of heavy responsibilities back in 1986. I fight for equality for women, but I don't wear gender politics on my back. And in the last election with Sam Cates, you will recall, it was actually Sam Cates who turned to me in a debate and said, "Yes, Mom." And all the media circled me and said, "Did you find that sexist?" And I said, "No, I find that's a normal kind of thing I'm used to in politics. I have never made anything about these races into gender politics. I fight for women's issues. I fight for better strategies for missing and murdered women. I don't play the game, though, of personal politics, and I have never felt..."
You've never played the game of personal politics?
No.
You're a career politician, Judy. You've been doing this a long time.
I did acknowledge in the Free Press that I made one thing I feel bad about was a number of years ago when the press asked me about Harold Gilshammer becoming a citizenship judge, and I made the mistake of saying I thought this was a patronage appointment and he wasn't up to the job. That was to me a personal comment that I should not have made, because he is qualified for the job, and I got sucked into the vortex of being partisan where I shouldn't have been.
Okay, I think Rena has, sorry to interrupt.
I know that we don't have much time with you.
Break up the fight here and let Rena ask
for
a question.
For all those people who are still sitting on the fence right now, I mean, the election's coming up in 2 days, but what would you say to them to sway their vote towards you?
This is a great city, but our foundations are crumbling, and we need someone who's got the leadership and the experience to deal with our infrastructure deficit and get City Hall back on track so people know it is business is being done honestly and with integrity. I've got the leadership and the experience to do that, and I've also got a plan of action that's been costed and well-researched, and I'm ready to go on October the 23rd.
Where was your leadership experience from?
Leadership experience over 20 to 30 years in political life, where I have actually worked with governments. We negotiated a budget with the federal government in 2005. That was Jack Layton and myself actually shifted the agenda of the federal Liberals to ensure that we could put some money into Indigenous affairs.
But was anything actually a leadership role?
That's a leadership role. You stand up with a plan and you talk to and you negotiate. That's leadership. Leadership is about working with others to empower them to affect change. Leadership I've shown every single day of my life in politics and in public service by bringing people together to affect change. Leadership comes from a head of caucus, finance critic, a minister in the government, an activist in my community, a leader in my church, running my home with my husband, with two kids, one with a serious disability. Leadership is about life.
So we're all leadership. So every single one of us are leaders.
Well, except I have the added benefit of actually being involved in public and political life in a way
that has... But not in a leadership role.
Actually, all of it's been in... What do you mean not in a leadership role?
Well, I mean, like, when you talk
leadership
about a leader...
Leadership is all about leadership. Is about how you bring people together and affect change.
Well, it all depends how you politically, define the term.
It all depends how you actually make good change for the good.
Judy, if you've ever led a party politically, that would be a leadership role. Anything subservient of that would not be a leadership role in politics.
I think leadership is when you're an elected member and you actually shape the nature of our nation by working with the government in power. I think leadership is when you actually get legislative changes that mean something to people, as I've done in terms of food safety and in terms of healthcare.
We're going to go back and forth with this.
But leadership is also in terms of initiating important progress for our province.
Judy, we're out of time. We got to lead you out the door.
All right.
Hey,
okay.
No pants
right.
Party. The no pants party.
I told you, I'm not in favor of the
no pants
party.
Can't believe you wore pants today, Judy.
Judy, best of luck. Wednesday, everyone goes to the polls. 9:46, Wheeler in the morning. Philly and Rena.
Everybody give him a big round of applause.
Get the podcast daily or listen live weekdays 6 to 10 on 92 City FM.